It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Early today, the Urban Institute released a new report that revisits a famous study conducted almost 50 years ago by the late New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. The original study, written while Moynihan was an assistant secretary at the Department of Labor, chronicled a series of ills that contributed to poverty in Black America. 5 decades later, the new study finds there's been only moderate improvement. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch takes a look at why.
The Moynihan Report was published in 1965 and tried to explain the reasons for intractable poverty among America's Black poor. Moynihan often reeled off the dire statistics.
About a quarter of Negro families are headed by women. The divorce rate is 2.5 times what it is. The number of fatherless children keeps growing. And all these things getting worse, not better, over recent years.
5 decades later, the problem remains large enough for a concerned father to address the nation.
We got single moms out here. They're heroic what they're doing. And we are so proud of them.
Yep, that's President Barack Obama.
But at the same time, I wish I'd had a father who was around and involved.
Although some significant progress has been made for middle-class blacks, economic improvement remains stagnant for the black poor, says the Urban Institute's Gregory Och.
You see much higher poverty rates for blacks than whites. You see much higher unemployment rates for blacks than whites. And you see a far greater share of kids being raised in single-parent families, in black families than in white families. And these are some of the disparities that Moynihan saw 50 years ago. And we still see them today.
Several problems create a stubborn tangle that enables poverty to thrive today. Unaddressed trauma from wars in Vietnam and the Middle East, persistent unemployment, public school systems that offer no vocational training for students who can't or don't want to go to college, and a two-tiered justice system that is much harsher on black men all contribute to the misery.
I mean, I think that the issues that black families are going through today, particularly black men, are so much more complex than they were back then.
That's Kenneth Braswell, Executive Director of Fathers Incorporated, a nonprofit that promotes responsible fatherhood and mentoring. It partnered with the Urban Institute on today's study. Braswell, son of an unwed mother himself, was a toddler when the original Moynihan Report came out, but he remembers the oppressive atmosphere of welfare monitoring.
Whenever one of us as kids saw that car pull up outside of that building, we were told to immediately run into the building and let everybody know that the social worker was there.
He says the 1974 movie Claudine captured the era faithfully.
So if you've been seeing this man...
Well, what is this? Am I not supposed to see a man? What am I, a damn nun?
No, but if you've been sleeping with a man and he's been giving you things, I'm sorry, but I have to know.
Ken Braswell says 50 years later, some of welfare's most intrusive policies have changed, but life hasn't gotten much easier for the black poor. The current study includes Hispanics because of their demographic prominence. Their situation is a bit different, says the Urban Institute's Gregory Och.
On average, their outcomes, whether it's unemployment, poverty, children living in single-parent families, they tend to fall between blacks and whites.
Kenneth Braswell says he'd like to look at these numbers more closely in the future to see what role cultural norms play in various ethnicities' poverty rates. In the meanwhile, Gregory Och says, even Americans who don't live in poverty have a vested interest in reducing it for ones who do.
If we let kids grow up in poverty, in single-parent families, going to bad schools, they're going to grow up and become dependent adults. The cycle will just repeat.
In other words, just as the 1965 report pointed out, poverty has costs for everyone. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.